Braze Weather 2.7, Detroit's inspiration station, riding high from being the victor for Sunday Best and the, what did they call it? The All-Star season. I have Dathan Thigpen on the phone with me. Congratulations.
Thank you, Randy. I'm super excited. Still on cloud nine. Oh, my gosh.
Absolutely. You guys, oh, my gosh, that was just so hard. Now, what was the difference between the last time around, which I know a little bit about the background, and this time around?
Well, last time around, the show was fairly new. It was the third season. So there's no huge expectation. And so you get on the show and, you know, you don't really know as much as you would know if you've seen it a couple seasons. So I was, you know, a little nervous about what the expectation was, you know. Singing at church is a little different than singing on a competition. Mm-hmm. And so trying to bridge that gap, you don't really have the time to figure that out. And so here I am, you know, I get eliminated in the top six. Mm-hmm. And then after the fact, you realize, oh, man, I should have done this or I should have done this. And then you watch the season after season. I'll watch season four, season five, season six, season seven, and then get the opportunity to come back. So all this analyzation that I did out of all those seasons, all the hindsight thinking that I had, I said, you know what? I have the opportunity to go back. I can actually implement the stuff that I felt like I should have done.
Yeah.
And I did, and I made it to the end, and I won. Oh, my God.
That is so, so cool. And also, during that stretch of time while you were watching, you were also handling your business as a family man.
Absolutely. And that's the thing, like, and I actually took a season where I took off, you know, I just stopped because, you know, I had my firstborn, just was born, and I was having, you know, marital issues, so I wanted to make sure my family was okay, and so I literally just stopped traveling, stopped doing everything, and, you know, sometimes when you're hustling in your career and you stop, you feel like you lose the momentum that you've gained, and so that's that pressure of idea of knowing that I know I'm stopping, I know I'm doing the right thing, but, oh, my God, I could be... I should be, you know, making strides, but God honors that. God honors people who, you know, who look out for their family and do the right thing. And so in that time, you know, God was saying, I got you, I got you. And here it is full circle. Mm-hmm. Like the time has definitely been redeemed that I felt like I lost. And God is so faithful.
Yes, he is. I am so super psyched about your whole testimony and congratulations again. And what is recording life going to look like for you?
I don't know. Let me tell you, like, I've always wanted to work with Kirk Franklin since way, way back when. And honestly, season three, I thought him being the host of the show, I thought that was me working with him. I had no idea what God was doing. I had no idea that I would be signed to his label and actually really, really working with him. So I don't know what it's going to be like. I just know I'm super excited about it.
Well, Dathan, I am so proud of you. I am so happy about what's going on. And as I tell people who are jumping into the arena, I'm excited about your future.
Thank you so much. Can I give a quick shout-out since we're in Detroit?
You absolutely better.
I got to give a shout-out to my church family, Word of Faith, and my bishop, Bishop Butler, and the crew there who's been super, super supportive. And, of course, Kiera there and the Greater Emmanuel Kojic Church family. I just want to give a shout out to those people. I'm just super excited. I have a lot of support, even in Detroit, so thank God for that.
Absolutely. Detroit loves you. What are you talking about, man?
Hallelujah. Yes, sir. I got to come soon.
We can't wait to see you, and as soon as you hit the ground here, make sure you stop by the studio.
No, I'm coming to see you, Randy. Absolutely.
All right. It's Dathan Thigpen. It is Sunday Best Season 8 winner on Phrase 102.7 Detroit's Inspiration Station.